Hey, what's going on, guys? So, here in my car, about to go to work. I want to talk about hot Christian girls and asexual Christian girls. So, it's going to be two-parter. It's going to be two topics in one video. I'll make it very quick. I have to go. So, a couple of years ago, when I was in college, this is like 2010, 2012, around the area, there was a girl who was about to get married. She actually was engaged when I met her. And we were talking about marriage and life and whatnot. Back then, I didn't know if I wanted to get married. I didn't have any interest in it, but she was about to get married. She was excited. I said, well, that's great. That's great. And she was my tutor, too. All right, so we were alone and tutoring and stuff. And she said, you know, there's one thing that I am nervous about that I really don't want to do. And I said, well, what's that? She said, I want to skip the honeymoon. I want to skip the honeymoon. And I'm like, huh? And this girl who did get along with girls, she's very attractive. She has a very pretty face. She got along with guys, but she didn't want to sleep with them. Okay. And I said, well, if you don't want to sleep with your partner and consummate the marriage, maybe you shouldn't get married. She got offended. She said she felt it was something God called her to do to get married and stuff, but she wanted a family. She wanted kids. She just didn't want to have sex. And I'm like, maybe you need to reconsider. Well, she got married. And I didn't attend the wedding because I didn't feel like it. I was working. I had more important things to do. Fast forward a couple of years. She's 26, 27, 29, whatever. She's about 300 pounds. Still has a pretty face. But she is trying to avoid sex as much as possible. And she sees it as like a wifely duty. She doesn't see it as something that God gave her as a gift, which is sad. It's sad. It's sad. And, you know, PSA to everyone, if you, to all these Christian girls who want to get married but don't want to have sex, because I've seen them throughout my life, you need a friend. You don't need a husband. Don't put that burden, don't put that lack of sex into the marriage. Don't do that. Because you're going to end up divorced and bitter, and you're going to wonder why all men want sex. No, that's not the case. You don't want sex. You force everyone to marry you and to give you a ring. You wanted all the benefits of marriage without the intimacy, and then you get mad when that person leaves. That's not part of the deal. Consummating the marriage is like it's like tradition. And if, I mean, there's no point. Now, you ain't got to do it. That's fine. Just don't get married. Now, here's something else. This one is called the hot Christian girl. This is the last part. Make this really quick because I got to go. Hot Christian girls are a commodity. They're rare. I've been in their church all my life. I've been in the evangelical church my whole life, and I'm still in the church my whole life. I'm still in there. And girls my age are broken, and they're fat, and they're divorced, or single moms, or they're married. They're happily married sometimes. But I'm seeing girls in your, like, you know, 22, 23, 24, college age, all right? And some of them ain't got it, but some of them do. And one of the things that I've noticed is that hot Christian girls, they act just the same. They act just, it's two extremes. They either act like they're secular friends, or they're really autistic when it comes to their body, and they don't know that they're attractive. Like the girl that didn't want to have sex with her husband, she was actually extremely beautiful. She was on the minority end. She was very attractive. But if you saw her mom and her older sister, they had the body type where she can't hide weight. And she didn't hide any weight. And now she's big, but she has a beautiful face. Okay, fine. She's close to 300 pounds, so whatever. But hot Christian girls, they either can't handle the male attention, and they freak out, or they're autistic about their body and their sexuality, and they don't, it flies above their head. Drink my pop? Yeah. It flies above their head, and they don't realize it until, like, someone tells them that they're, hey, you're really attractive. Like, autistically sexually attractive Christian women, they don't realize they're hot. And then you have the girls that know they're hot and want to trade their body like everyone else for resources and then go to church. I've seen it my whole life. I have seen some attractive girls at my Christian college that is now shut down wear some things that they shouldn't be wearing. Mind you, I went to an evangelical Christian college. There's rules in place. There's policies, and they were wearing some stuff. They were wearing stuff it shouldn't be wearing. They were gathering all this attention. They wanted the attention, and they got kicked out of the college because they were doing stuff that secular girls do. And if you're going to do that, you might as well just leave the college, go to UC, or leave the college, go to Stanford, or some Ivy League college or something, or whatever. You might as well go to Harvard or whatever and do whatever you want. And I don't know, man. Hot Christian girls are dangerous because they're dual-minded. They try to drain you of your resources and then throw the Bible at you. Or even more dangerous, they drain you of your private area and then say, oh, I love you. It's horrifying. I have seen it. I've seen it throughout my whole life. I've seen some things, man. I've seen some things in the church. So, that's it. That's all I wanted to say. It's hot in this car. It's 90 degrees outside. I have to go to work. All right, bye, guys.